Tonight's shiur simin shin gimel seif yud zayin and seif yud ches. Seif yud zayin. Yesh oisur lahavim avteach afilu b'chatzah habayis ki'im b'yodo. There are those who say it's forbidden to carry a key in a yard in the chatzah unless it's in your hand. Avlo b'chagur, so you can't have it hang from your belt. Shema yishkach, it's too easy to forget. If it's in your hand, you're not afraid to walk out into the public domain. But if it's hanging on your belt, you may just step out from the courtyard into the street, and that we're afraid. Even if you made an Erev Chatzeris, you still can't go out into that Chatzah. This view is the second opinion we'll see nearby in Sifil Ches. That Shita holds the kosher also at seisbo derech malbush b'shusarav. That if you're not allowed to wear it in the street, then also lelechbo afilu b'bayis u'b'chatzah meres. Then you can't wear it in your house or in the chatzah, despite the fact you did it erev chatzeres. Sivkod nun zayin kim biyado v'chulon, unless it's in your hand. Had b'meshen not lo lehotziu biyado lechatzah lo shayech shem yishkach v'yotzianu b'olush b'shusarav. That which we allow him to go out with the key in his hand to the chatzar, is because we're not afraid he'll forget and take it to the shusharav. Dimken, because if we were afraid, lo yehei rashai shum kiel talto b'ayesu b'chatzar, then you can never carry anything in your house or in your chatzar. Shem yishkach v'yitzeni, it might be a concern you'll forget and carry it to the street. Avol b'mashe natir lo lo hotzio derech malbush, but if we were to allow him to wear it with his clothing, d'hainu kshu toli b'chagarosa, meaning it's hanging from his belt, it's very common. When a person goes to the key hanging from his clothing, he totally forgets about it. He goes to wherever he normally goes, even into a public domain. He's not going to take it off in the middle, and I'll end up carrying the key. That's actually the pshat in the second opinion, the Sifil Ches of Sifil Ches, that holds that any adornment that the Chacham said not to wear into Shusarabim as an article of clothing, you shouldn't wear in your house or in the chatzar either in the courtyard, because you'll end up, without realizing it, you'll end up wearing it out into the Shusarabim. So let's take a look at Sif Yud Ches. Kol she'osu Chacham latzeis b'l Shusarabim, osu latzeis b'l chatzar she'enu me'arevas. If the Chacham said that you can't wear this in a public place, then you can't go out of your house if you don't have it for Erev Chatzeres. You can wear it in the house, and you can wear it in the chatzer with Erev Chatzeres, but not if there is no Erev Chatzeres. Chutz mikavul upeinachus, with the exception of a kavul and a peinachus, and these are things that she wears on her head, the hainu kleya se'or shekol b'tosara, like a braid of hair that's woven into her hair. And the Chacham didn't want to ask her that, because if she did, she wouldn't look nice for her husband. V'yesh oimim, some say, the kol she'os l'tzeis bo, that if you can't go out in the shesarabim, then afil eskashi bo b'bayis os, then it's also even in the house. V'kol shken l'tzeis bo l'chotz m'erves, and certainly you can't go into the chotz, even though there's erev chotzeres, chutz mikavu l'peinochs, with the exception of these adornments for her hair. So this is the second shita that the Mishnah Berurah referenced before in Sif Yud Zayin. V'yesh, I mean, some say, shakol motel tzeis bo b'chatzer, afilu enu merevis. You can go out, even in the chatzer, without erev chatzeres. Let's stop here. I want you to see the Be'er Halacha, who gives a synopsis of these three shitas. The Be'er Halacha, kol she'os, it goes back in the previous page, be'ur ta'amei chiluke hadayos b'ktzara, to explain the different opinions briefly. Dinei demasnisin muchach, it's clear in the Mishnah Mitzecha Shabbos, that women should not go out on Shabbos, even into the courtyard, wearing their jewelry, with the exception of a kavul and the pe'a nachris, and these were described back in Sif Gimel, where these are different things for her hair, that's mutter in the chatzar, that she shouldn't look bad for her husband. Rabbi Ani Bar Sason Mishmei de Mishmol Rabbi Yossi Polig, with sphere that he holds, the kulam etar mechatzer. They're all mutter in the chatzer. Ke kavul, no different than the kavul. Uparzik harav of od harav rishonim kerav. the Rambam and many Rishonim hold like Rav, the Sfilah Ketanah Masnisin, that holds like the Tanah of the Mishnah, not like this more lenient view. Ach bezegufa yesh chilukis, but then there's a machlokis in that too. Harambam v'siyaso sfirluhu, the dafka b'chotzer she'enemu revis, that's only usher in the chotzer if there's no erev chaseris. The dam l'shesarabim is kabal t'shesarabim. Al b'chotzer mu'u revis, but if the chotzer has erev chaseris, v'kosh can rise necessarily in the house, lo usher klal eskash, there's no usher at all. V'zeu de'eri shoyna haneska b'shochanach, that is the first view of the shochanach. You can't wear an shesarabim, then you can't wear it in a chotzer without erev chaseris. The kavul of peinoch is a mutter, but outside of that, you can't wear jewelry in a chotzer dress. But in my house, it's mutter, and in a chotzer with erev chaseris is mutter. V'das haramban v'siyaso d'ramban, and those who hold like him hold dafilu b'chotzer mu'revis asur v'vodim abayis. It's asur even in the house, and certainly in the chotzer with erev chaseris. V'zeo das hayesh om harishon. That's the first yesh omrim, which is the day of Shnia in the Mechaber, which says it's all awesome. V'das ha-toisvist ha-loch rav ani bar-sosan. And then you have toisvist who argues in the Rambam, and he says we hold like rav ani bar-sosan. T'kol tachshit n'shoi b'chotzer av shen m'refis. You can wear jewelry in the house, you can wear it in the chotzer. Even if the chotzer doesn't have erev chaseris. V'zeo das hayesh om hashen. That's the second yesh omrim. The rest of the Mechaber explained in the Mishnah Berurah. So basically, there's a Tanah of the Mishnah and a Shita of the Gemara who argue, and then there's a Machlokes Gufa how to touch up the Shita of the Tanah of the Mishnah. And we end up with three Shitas. The first Shita of the Shulchan Aruch says that you can wear the jewelry in your house and you can wear the jewelry in a Chatzah with Erev Chatzeris, but you cannot go if there's no Erev Chatzeris, except with Kovel and Peinachas. The Yesh Omer, first Yesh Omer holds, if you can't wear it outside, you can't even wear it in the house, because we're afraid to go out in Thresh HaZerabim, and certainly you can't go in a Chatzar, even with Erev Chatzaris, with the exception of Kovel and Peinachas. And the second Yesh Omer says, Hakol Mutter. Hakol Mutter, even a Chatzar, Einu Merevis. So let's take a look back at the Mechaber, we'll do the Mishnah Berurah afterwards. Mechaber says, V'ha Idna, today, nowadays, Nashay Didan Nahagu Letzeis B'chol Tashitin. Our women will wear all kinds of jewelry on Shabbos. V'yesha amru, others say, d'midina asuris, it shouldn't be allowed. El shekev and shalol yishma, but they're not going to listen to us. Mut v'shir shoigos v'al yomezidus, we don't say anything, better they should do b'shoigig than b'mezid. V'yesha limdu leim zechus, but others find merit to what they do. Loma, they say, she'no hagos kein al pisvar achron shekasafti, they're following the third shita. The third shita says, hakol mutter. Hakol mutter, even a chatz without erev chaseris is mutter. Shlo osu lotzeis betachshit and lechatz v'enem revis. There's no iser to go out in jewelry to a chatzer, even if there's no erev chaseris. V'hashta the lesson of Rishus Rabbim Gomer. Today we don't have a full fledged Rishus Rabbim. Have they called Rishus Rabbim Shalom Karmelis? So all of Rishus Rabbim is a Karmelis. V'dino kechatz v'enem revis mutter, and therefore it's like a chatz v'enem revis, and it's mutter, even though sometimes we say that we should treat the karmelis like a shesarabi machmir. That's when you're dealing with a true hotzah. But here, the whole isef tachshidin is a gezeira. The isef tachshidin was a gezeira. You might take it off and carry it and show somebody, right? You might take it off, show somebody, end up carrying it. So we're not going to be machmir on a karmelis to treat like a shesarabim for a gezeira. Fakert, for the gezeira, we'll say the karmelis is like the chotzer, and that's why the third sheet is mekel. The Ramah says, "V'yesh oimim oitam lahater." There's another explanation why women wear jewelry today. The after shechichit tachshit and jewelry is commonplace. The yoyitz ben afachol. Women wear jewelry even on weekdays. For lekalameches dimos shofa machvai kamo b'yemehem. So we don't have the concern they had in the olden days that she'll take it off to show off. Shloha yirugim letzeis ben rak b'shabbos. In the olden days, they only wore on Shabbos. For lahavi shechichit wasn't common, so it was a real chashash. Today we don't have that chashash. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkal nun ches. Let's say bo lechatzer v'chulu. The first shita says that it's usher to go out in a chatzer if there's no erev chaseris, just like you can't go to shus rabim. Hanim bias a chatzer. It means you can't go from your house to the courtyard. V'odin shul iskashet ben bechatzer gufok shen mereves. Similarly, she can't put it on in the chatzer when there's no erev chaseris. Mishum de dam l'shusam, because we compare it to the shus rabim. But to go to a chatzir that has erev chatzir, sure, that's okay. For kolish kambayis, and certainly in the house is okay. That's the first reason. Sifkad nuntas chutz mi kavulchu, there's an exception of this kavul. Hainu kippa shal tsebesh sif gimel. We mentioned sif gimel, a woolen cap she puts on her hair. V'hu adin itztimo hakasom, similarly the itztimo we mentioned over there as well. V'atam she'atir tachshitin elu, why the chum make an exception for these hair pieces? K'desh lo tiskan al balo, in order that she shouldn't look bad to her husband, im lo tiskashi klav, she puts nothing on. Sifkad samich kleyas seyar. The Chabad says peyanachris refers to a braid of hair. Tolush, it's a piece of hair that's not attached. Shetzovarta al sa'aro milmalo, and they bundle it up on top of her hair. Kadesha teira kabbalah say it looks like she has a lot of hair. Maybe it's like an artificial bun, something like that, that she would bundle up on top of her hair. So notes point out that today's peyanachris, today's wigs are totally different. Today's wigs are not simply a tachshit. Today's wigs are intended to cover a woman's hair. It's a matter of tznius, and Mamela, we're not going to ask her to wear her wig because the wigs today have served a different purpose. And he says the same thing is true with a kerchief. If a lady wears a kerchief, we're not going to ask her it. It's a malbush gomer. She's never taking it off. She doesn't want to expose her hair. It's a different type of hair covering than they were talking about. Sivkon samach aleph, chutz mikavul chulu, even the shita that's machmir isn't going to be machmir with the kavul of peinachris. They say you can't wear jewelry even in your house. Certainly you can't wear a chatzar with erev chaseris. Kavul of peinachris are different. The mutu b'chol chatzar, it's mutu in any chatzar. K'teish v'tiskan abalish, she shouldn't look bad to her husband. Chanalak said before, v'ayin b'ergosh mitzad k'deir yishan. If you look in b'ergosh, he goes like the first view. Sifkad samach beiz nohagul it says, today our women go out on Shabbos with jewelry. Hayin afil b'shir sarav shalom, even in our public places. And now the Mechaber is going to explain this practice. The Yesha Amud are those who said that really the ladies are wrong. Even though we might allow them to go into a chatzah without erev chaseris, when it comes to our shesarabim, in if we'll say it's not a true shesarabim because you don't have 600,000 people going through every day like you had in the midbar. But it still shouldn't be less than the Gemara's Carmelis. The Gemara doesn't give any opinions that says a lady go on Shabbos with her jewelry into a Carmelis. But others argue, they say, no, we should find merit for what the ladies do. To keep the hash, unless the Rosh Hashanah Kalala Kampus, according to many poskim, we don't have Rosh Hashanah anymore. So there's no gezeirah because of Rosh Hashanah. So we should compare our karmelis to the chatzah that doesn't have erev chaseris and will be mutter. If you look at Beis Yosef, you see this is what the Beis Shulchan Aruch is saying. Even though the language is slightly difficult, the Shulchan Aruch continues. But a woman who wants to wear a ring that has a seal, or a man who wants to wear a ring without a seal, the Mishnah says chayiv chatas. That's isn't the raisa. It's a masa. After karmelis, also a filu lidon. That should be also even for us in a karmelis. Void in the kol ma'id the itma bechayiv chatas. And that's true of anything that the Mishnah said. It's a chayiv chatas. We have to be strict. We're only being makel for those things that are also abon of gzera. The yesh misha omer. There's another opinion. Today, things have changed. Men do wear rings without a seal. So for them, it becomes a piece of jewelry. Well, if he's according to this, after perhaps, since today women do wear rings or seals, it's also tachshit for them. Vishari and should be mutter. But it's important to warn the women not to go on Shabbos with pins in their clothing unless it's tying down their hairpiece, their kerchief. Because Lamaisa, they'll listen to us. Since the pins don't serve a purpose and it's an issa hotzah, if we tell them not to do it, that they'll listen. They're not going to listen if you tell them not to wear earrings and nose rings and finger rings and necklaces, not going to listen. But not to carry pins in their clothes, that they will listen. Mishtabur sifkad samakim lamiya v'chulam. It's a lomer. Tahasam kesha noise kishu lavush aimba mushumasa. If he wears the ring, if it's a tachshit, so then when he wears it, it's not considered a burden. V'les beirak isidra bonon, it's only isidra bonon. A filu shesarabim gomer, even a full flesh shesarabim. What's the gzera? Mishum dil mishalfa machfe, piece of jewelry that take off and show. L'kachai keilu b'shalom, that's what we're making with ours. Mash enkel, as opposed to these cases when it's not jewelry, it's not considered an adornment, so that's a problem. That's taka maso. Sifkad samachdal, then afper kamas, even in the kamas, it's also. For I didn't, I feel b'chatz also. And not only that, you shouldn't even wear it in a courtyard. Sifkad samachay, but then there's an opinion that times have changed. Harizav v'chul, that really is a tachshit. Chedush mikivay eger kos, if you look, mikivay eger is chedush mi writes, da'av shein limchus b'zeh, even though we won't protest if a man wears this ring or the lady wears the ring with a seal, she'esh o'am yilisvach, there is a shita to rely on. However, someone who has a sensitive neshama will be concerned for himself. Not to wear a ring at all. Meaning out of the Erev. In the Erev is not a problem. Out of the Erev, he shouldn't wear the ring. For them, it's a tachshit. Again, this is following the view we wrote before that the last shita said that tachshit marmuta to wear outside in the bayis and the chaser. We're only worried about the shesarabim and the mele for us today. We're mekel. Sifkan samachzayin mikol malkam v'chulu. When it comes to pins, we should tell the woman not to carry unnecessary pins. What's something to say? I feel a call svaras mekilin. Even with all the rationale to be lenient, hanurak bedavishu tachshit. That's for things that are jewelry. For lo bedavishu tachshit, it doesn't apply to things that are not jewelry. Well, figure therefore, mashehirte b'sif tes machat v'hamod se kishurim. That which we allowed in Siftas, a pin, to hold the knots of her kerchief. Lo yeh yoysim echotim b'tzifah, mechdeh hatzor, chalamot zakishurim. She shouldn't have extra pins in her kerchief, more than she needs to hold it closed. The machet she'enim amed zakishurim, ein a tachshit klal. A pin that's not being used to hold it closed is not a piece of jewelry. Kosher b'yanis sham b'siftas, like we say in Siftas, that is a masa that she shouldn't wear. And she'll listen to us. For that, they're not going to argue with us.